I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The long-term effects of the East Africa famine could ring for years. Pat Melanson with Baptist Global Response says people have lost land, livelihood, education, and two entire generations, both children and elderly, who've died. Plus, desperation has frightening side effects.
People begin to resort to things that's going to enable them to survive. And so you will have an increase in the amount of prostitution. You'll have an increase in the amount of trafficking of children. You'll have an increase in the number of child soldiers.
Next, nearly 30% of the world's language groups have yet to be introduced to Scripture. OneVerse is a program of the Seed Company that enables people to support local Bible translators as they make God's message available in the language of their people. Spokesman Michael Currier says Bible translation's expensive, and that scares people off.
The greatest value for these translation programs is to have a monthly sponsorship, and it's $26 a month. And when you get your receipt and statement, you see the verse that you actually sponsored on there.
And the ice-cold hearts are starting to melt in Greenland. Historically, the people there were Inuit immigrants from Canada and held shamanistic or animistic beliefs. Breakthrough has been tough over the last 40 years, but within the last six, an Operation Mobilization worker has seen some change. Kenny's from Singapore, but he looks a lot like the people, so gained rapport for the church as he talked to the locals about Christ during his visits. Finally, the people are starting to turn to the Lord. Pray for them. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We have a great missions resource available this month. It's Slavic Gospel Association's Faith, Hope, and Love, a pictorial book with scripture in both English and Russian. It'll help you see SGA's work in the former Soviet Union more clearly. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.